Welcome to The Last Word on CKVI 91.9 The Cave. I'm your host, Kate McLean. The sounds of Sarah Sinn strumming on an acoustic guitar resonate through the venue. Her voice somehow overpowers all the chaos that is pre-show setup. Now, Sarah Sinn strumming on an acoustic guitar may not sound like the most psychobilly-esque thing, but with all of the chaos going on around us, all of the pre-show setup, bands and crews running backstage trying to get ready for the show, this atmosphere feels like psychobilly. For thousands of people across the globe, psychobilly is more than just a genre of music. It's a lifestyle, a way of being, a way of feeling, a culture. Psychobilly is an existence, and yet most people have never heard the word psychobilly. The genre of psychobilly draws elements primarily from punk rock and rockabilly. It is often characterized by its lyrical and visual references to classic horror films, violence, sexuality, and other topics generally considered taboo, though they are usually addressed in a more tongue-in-cheek, comedic style. I recently had the chance to get together with one of the fastest-growing psychobilly bands ever. The Creepshow hail from Burlington, Ontario, and have taken the music world almost overnight to share their punky blend of psychobilly with the ever-growing scene.
Catch you by surprise. Have you drowning in the night? When you open your eyes, you will soon realize that from this you can't hide. So it's your choice now, and you know.
I recently had the chance to meet up with psychobilly band The Creepshow, who not only rocked hard, but turned out to be one of the most humble bands I could ever hope to meet.
You've been around since 2005.
Yes.
You guys got big fast.
Yes.
How did you do that?
No clue.
You know what? It's funny, too, because for me, like, when people say that we're big, I still don't really get it.
I think people think that we're bigger than we are.
Yeah.
I think we do well.
You were the first psychobilly band I ever heard of.
Really? If it makes you feel better, we were also the first psychobilly band that I had ever heard of. Yeah, I had heard of bands from that genre, but I never knew that there was a genre. So.
Cool. Yeah, and I remember we were in Dresden, Germany, and I have a friend over there, and we were having a conversation, and she was like, we were talking about something, and then I was like, yeah, you know, but it's really expensive, and she's like, but you're in the Creepshow. And I was like, uh-huh, and she's like, well, don't you make, like, a lot of money? And I was like, no. I was like, I think you think we're a lot bigger than we actually are. But
yeah,
we do a lot. I mean, we're all over the place, so we're always popping up. It's
yeah.
just, I still can't really, I don't really fathom the idea of us being a yeah. big band, but maybe, I don't know. Sometimes in the car.
Maybe you'll set in someday.
I think that we're a big little band.
You're yeah. a big little band.
Yeah. We're a big little band.
I could see that. I guess that'll work. You can keep telling you guys that, but I think you're pretty big.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what's it like being a Canadian band and trying to make it in the industry?
I love it because, like, or at least as far as traveling goes, like, we sort of get to show the rest of the world what Canada's made of. And yeah. we feel sort of like unofficial ambassadors.
And we get treated really amazing. Like, if we go to Europe, they really want it. They're like, oh, a Canadian band. Like, mm-hmm. they're really, really good to us. Like, being Canadian is a really cool thing.
Yeah. Whereas if you were from, like, an hour south, you would
yeah.
just be like, oh, those guys.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, not to bash anyone, but some people are like, oh, you're from America? And we're like, no, Canada. They're like, oh, Canada! You know?
Like, and I'm not even exaggerating. The first time that we were in Germany, we got all of our stuff and went into customs, and they thought they were American, so they're grilling us for a long time. And then as soon as they asked us, like, so can we see your passports? And they saw that they were Canadian. Like, oh, you're from Canada. Well, have a nice time in Germany. And that was the end of it. And it was really weird, but,
yeah.
like, cool.
Is this really loud?
It's a little loud.
Yeah?
We'll just talk louder.
Okay. Yeah, ask him.
We'll just wait.
I tried to tune out as much as I could with the equalizer.
He knows what he's doing. That's
we'll just
why
talk
I brought
louder.
This guy.
Equalizer, what are you,
shut
scientist?
The hell up over there, Will. Yeah, trying to do an interview with the big band over here. But anyway, yeah, I think it's really cool. Also because, like, independently from where we're coming from, a lot of cool Canadian bands are starting to come up out of like the darkness. It's always been like the U.S. or like some like really exotic place or something, mm-hmm. but like there's a lot of awesome music in Canada, and I think just now people are starting to discover
yeah.
that.
Nice, yeah. Well, because I was in Germany and we're listening to the radio, and a song came on, and I was like, oh, like to my German friend, I was like, this is a Canadian band. I was like, they're Canadian. I thought they were American. I'm like, no, they're Canadian.
Yeah.
And then another song come on, and then another one come on, and it'll be a Canadian band again. I was like, oh, this one's Canadian too, and they'd be like, what? I think a lot of Europeans think that a lot of these bands are actually American.
Yeah.
And don't know they're necessarily from Canada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we gotta put our stamp down.
We are putting the stamp down.
We're Canadian flags everywhere, and
but
they'll
Americans
stop.
Do that too, though, because they're like,
oh yeah, I guess that. Oh.
They've kind of ruined that one for us.
They're starting to ruin it for us.
We should start wearing American flags everywhere.
I that was actually a plan of mine, was to wear an American flag and scream USA everywhere I go and just punch people, just to level the playing field again. Like, wow, Americans really are just, Canadians must be a lot friendlier than that.
You've been to more than 25 countries. You guys tour a lot.
More than 25, really? Wow, I guess. Oh
yeah,
I guess that is right, actually.
I guess if you
when,
tour Europe,
when we
they
did
add
the
up
new
pretty
bio,
fast.
That was one of the things Sean added. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
He researched that.
So do you guys like to go to all these countries? What's
oh, I love
no.
Yeah.
I just want to stay at home.
Well,
all
do you
the
get
time.
Homesick though?
Yes,
I,
but
yeah. It doesn't set in until usually like late in the tour.
Yeah, I like we love it. It's Europe. Like, we got to go to Russia, which is really, really cool. We got to go to Russia this summer and experience that. We've been to, like, yeah, we've been to Finland. We've been to all over Europe. We've been, you know, there's a lot. Like, it's really cool because we get to do what we do, and it's our job. And that's not, like, an unfortunate thing. We
yeah,
get
you
to
don't
go
have to pay
world.
For the vacations. You're being paid to do the vacations.
This is the Creepshow's latest single off of their new CD, Run For Your Life. It's called Take My Hand.
Leave these souls behind, wandering together with bloody eyes.
So psychobilly has been around a lot longer in Europe.
Yes.
How does that affect the shows?
The shows are bigger there than they are here as far as psychobilly goes, but here we just get a lot of people that don't know what it is or just discovering it or don't care. And so we get a lot of punk rockers, we get a lot of emo kids, we get a lot of
parrots and their kids and stuff too.
There's some parrots. We get a lot of parrots, a lot of macaws. big in the fowl.
But yeah, the scene over in Europe is definitely a lot older, and there's a lot more specific psychobilly festivals. So there's there'll be a weekend thing where it's all psychobilly bands.
There was one up in St. Catharines a while
ago.
Well,
that's I think the closest thing we get to it is the Hootenanny, which is a rockabilly festival.
It's definitely a Billy festival.
It's a Billy fest.
It's a Billy fest.
Billy fest.
If your name's Billy, you're invited.
So I couldn't get in? No.
If you know someone named Billy, he could probably get you in.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. I could go with that.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Speaking of Billy festivals, here's one of the Creepshow's more Billy songs, Shake. This is off of their first album, Sell Your Soul.
So you guys have been to a lot of places. You guys have been to Spain.
Yes.
Heard of it that one time.
We got robbed. Spain,
where you got robbed. I want to know all about that.
Well, I wasn't there, so...
I can tell you because I was. We broke down on the side of the highway between Calella and Barcelona. And the funny thing was we went to Calella and not... Like, we didn't stay in Barcelona because they were like, don't stay in Barcelona because your van will probably get broken into. So we drove to Calella, which is half an hour, stayed there. The next day we were driving. Our van broke down by the side of the road. We ran out of gas. And it was a diesel van. So we went, walked up to the gas station just like up the way, got some diesel. But if you run out of gas with a diesel, you have to like do some air pumping thing or something.
Yeah, like air gets into the fuel injectors and you can't just put more diesel into it. You have to go to your garage and get the problem fixed. injectors and cylinders and fuel
pick up
filters.
The power converters.
Power converters and.
Anyway, so so we were there, and like because of the situation, like in Spain, not very many people speak English. We could have, like, it was our first time in Europe. We had a tour manager that wasn't really dealing with the situation properly. Anyway, the guys all went to go get food, and it was me and our tour manager, and our battery died, so all the windows wouldn't roll back up and stuff, so because the emergencies were on. And then a car just kind of pulled up in front of us with like, I think it was three or four guys. One of them came up to the window. I was in shotgun and he was like yelling at us, and I was like, I don't know what you're saying. And he was like,
didn't their vests say like police?
It was, they looked like they had like fake like police vests on or whatever. And they're like, you can't park here, you can't park here. And we're like, no, we're just waiting for the tow truck. And he's like, do you have any fake money, any cocaine, any drugs? And we were like, no, we're just like on tour. And he's like, how much money do you have? Let me see your money. We're looking for fake money. And so we handed him the envelopes. And literally, like, he was reaching in front of the window, like right in front of my face, going through all of our money. And he must have been slipping it all down his sleeve at the same time, right in front of my face. But I was so nervous because I was like, what's going on? We're going to go to jail and we're in Spain and oh God, this tour's over. And anyway, so then he's like, he gives us the envelopes back and he kind of walks back to the car and he's like, you're good. And they get in the car and they drive away. And our tour manager opens the envelopes and goes, they just stole like 1,500 euros from us. And I was like,
ouch.
Which was, it was like what, 2 weeks into the 6 week tour or something like that? It was right at the beginning of tour. And like, we were like, really? And so I was crying and called the guys. And I'm like, you guys have to come back. We just got robbed. But
I was escorting our dump of a merch girl to the local mall to go to the bathroom.
It's not like a cool, like, we got robbed at gunpoint story, but it was really scary. Well, it was our first time
I think
in Europe,
a guy slipping money down his sleeve in front of you
he
is
was
a
magician,
cool
man. What am I
you got
to
robbed
do?
By a magician.
We got
in
robbed
Spain.
By magicians.
That's pretty cool.
That actually makes
actually,
it sound
that's not
way cooler.
Cool.
It was actually Chris Angel. He was mind-freaking us.
Now, let's just stop for a second. When I met up with the Creepshow, I brought two other people with me, a sound engineer to record the interview, and a friend to help out with everything else. Everyone involved in the interview were seated around a foosball table on sturdy bar stools. Everyone, except our sound engineer, who had found a wooden stool in the corner. Now, if there's one way to loosen up an already fun band even further, it would be this. Without any warning, our sound engineer's stool snapped in half, sending him, headphones still in place, flying 4 feet to the cold, hard floor. If I learned anything from this interview, it would be that nothing makes a band feel more comfortable than laughing with them at someone else's expense.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
You alright, dude?
And he's down.
That was
actually just happened.
That was the sound of
the
sound
stool
engineer.
Just broke in half.
Break, and he's
the
what
stool
like
broke in half.
35 pounds, and the stool is broken.
Ah!
Bravo! Bravo!
Yes.
Wonderfully executed.
He's okay.
For his next trick.
Stop trying to steal the show. This is our interview. God.
Speaking of magicians, take Chris Angel. Keep it down over there.
His name's actually Chris.
Are you
serious? Oh my God.
Your last name is now Angel. So congratulations.
Aw.
Awesome. I feel kind of bad, but not
just really. Walk it off. Just jog it off. Jog it off. Is your tailbone okay?
My tailbone is okay.
How's your coccyx? That's your tailbone.
Oh, it is. Toxics. That is what it is.
Of course, I'm interviewing the super smart guy who knows.
And then we have the carpenter that's going to be fixing the stool over here. Also known as Jesus.
That's right, he was. He's here.
Jesus Willard.
Does have color.
This is actually our music director.
Oh. Nice. He's not your carpenter that comes with you?
I wish. Oh my gosh, we're gonna start after this. We're gonna bring sound guy, music guy,
carpenter.
And a carpenter.
Yeah.
And me.
Just something like that.
And the
will talent. Never happen if you have your own carpenter. Anyway, let's move on, yeah. Shall we?
So you guys got robbed by Chris Angel, the magician
Angel
from Spain.
Yes. They actually didn't end up being from Spain, though, and they did get caught like a few months later.
Oh, that's good to know.
It was actually like a ring of thieves that got foiled.
But you guys finished the tour.
Oh yeah, we finished the tour.
You guys finished. That's huge.
That was a minor setback. That tour, there was a few things. I actually ended up getting really sick. I went to the hospital in Germany on that tour.
Checked out
at 11 a.m. and played a show that night.
Yeah, that's right.
My.
We had a tour manager that we all wanted to not only punch in the face, but punch and then kick in the shin. But we did.
Oh, we did not.
We did not, and we did get through the tour, and it was actually one of the best experiences ever.
Yeah.
Because now we're able to tour Europe in a better way.
Yeah.
You know?
You
live, you learn, says Alanis Morissette.
She did say that.
The incident in Spain wasn't all bad for the creep show. It inspired this song, Long Way Down, off their 2009 release, Run For Your Life.
So this one's for you, Sarah. What's it like being a girl and touring in a band full of guys?
It's fantastic. I love dudes.
I love dudes. No, you know what? I don't have a comparison, to be honest with you, which is like, people are like, what's the difference? And I'm like, I've never toured with a band of girls. So I think, especially over time, I think the guys really do make more of an effort than I see myself as a girl to really kind of like accommodate certain things. Like I have crazy OCD about cleaning.
Oh.
And I'm always like, this van is a disaster, you guys. God, like, how can you live in this? And then I look at other bands' vans and I'm like, I can't even open the door to their van. I'm like, oh God. And I melt. So like it's actually really cool. And like I'm not very high maintenance, and like I'll have a shower cry here and there and everywhere, but like for the most part I try to be as down to earth as I can, and I don't try to be any like diva about anything. I mean, I have my moments and stuff, but
everyone has their diva moments.
And the guys are really like accommodating for me, like, you know, they'll whatever, they're cool. We're all friends, they're all cool guys. So
yeah, I think that helps a lot. Like really cool, you don't all wanna rip each other's heads off at every moment.
Yeah, exactly. We have our days, but yeah. You know, we don't. I know bands that don't talk when they're not playing shows. Like in the band, they don't talk to each other.
We just played. Oh well, yeah, we just played a show with a band that after they loaded out, the one member was like ripping into them like on the sidewalk.
Oh.
And we were like, holy cow, we couldn't fathom functioning like that.
And they have to tour with that person.
And we never do, like, we've never been the type of band where like we'll finish a show and be like, I totally messed up during that part, or I could have done this better, or like to each other been like, what were you thinking? You know, we'll be like, good show, man. Because it's done, right? So there's, like, we don't spend, unless it's like.
You gotta think of the fans too. They're probably all like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, or
I
like.
I was this close to someone.
Yeah, or like on stage being like, sorry, I totally screwed that song up, you guys. Like, nobody knows. Nobody notices. Nobody, you know, they're all
like, whoa, did you see that thing where they did that thing? That was awesome.
We actually played a New Year's Eve show where we were all blitzed out of our minds. And,
this
and
is a high school radio show.
Blitzed on alcohol, which is okay when you're over 19, kids. So, yeah.
I don't drink anymore.
Yes. At the time, she was blitzed. And we played probably the worst show of our lives.
Probably as in definitely.
We definitely played the worst show of our lives, and the promoter emailed us like a couple days later, was like, great show, guys, had a lot of fun. We were like, what?
Like, that was awesome.
Were you watching the same show? Because we were horrible.
But yeah, we're all pretty, like, down to earth. We're all pretty, like, you know, we don't give ourselves too much of a, like, hard time, and I think that's what makes it work, you know?
Coming up next, we'll hear more from Sarah and Ginty, but first, here's Candy Kiss by The Creepshow.
I'm sure you've heard it all before.
So what did you guys do before the Creep Show? Like, you weren't in the band forever. It's not like you popped out and you were like,
Creep Show. I don't remember.
It's another life. I went to college for a few things and never finished anything.
Change majors every year?
I was
a high school radio station.
I went to school for music for a bit, and then I realized, you know, I am already so good, I don't need this education. or more so, I realized that I'm spending a lot of money to play rock music, so I realized that I would go into something that I actually needed training for. Yeah.
And then you went to massage therapy.
And then I went to massage therapy school. And that was going really good. And this band had to come along and screw that up for me. So I'll go back eventually.
Which is actually kind of true. But anyway, I actually just did a bit of traveling after high school, and I never went to college or university. And I bartended from when I was 19 until I was able to make money with this band. So I bartending and serving, and I do a solo acoustic thing on the side, but I never did any traveling.
I love your old stuff too.
Thank you. I just bought a new guitar today.
So excited. Oh, it's a nice guitar too. I was looking
it's
at
white.
It. Just a little
white
bit.
On white.
Matches your
white
shoes.
On white.
Don't you go now, don't you go now.
I saw you've got the Dreadnoughts kicking around here. Yes. Somewhere around here. How'd you guys find out about them? Because they're Canadian.
Our bass player,
they're,
actually.
They're from other side of the Canada.
Yeah, our bass player discovered them on MySpace.
Well, I think they might have even emailed him and said, like, hey, we love to play some shows with you guys. And then he actually, he showed them to our label head. And then they signed them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
they
and
must,
then,
yeah, they must be kind of crazy to tour with. I've read their blog. It's fun.
They are definitely one of my favorite bands that we have ever. I think maybe even my favorite that we've ever toured with.
Yeah, like we.
They are really amazing guys.
Yeah, like we like a lot. Like we toured Europe for 6 weeks. We're like, wow, we're crazy. But they toured Europe for like getting on 3 months, I think.
Yeah,
and
they're
like, wow.
And they're all like really talented guys. Like they have like they, I don't know. It's cool. It's cool for us because we get like. Thrown in with so many bands that are like, well, they have a stand-up bass, so the band they play with should too, and that's not what we want. Like, we want, oh, hello, sick
hey.
Boy. Sick boy has entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. So we don't we get stuck with that so much that, you know, we kind of that keeps us to like a certain audience, and
yeah.
we want to play with bands like the Dreadnoughts or the Hypnophonics or punk rock bands or people that don't have a stand-up bass or don't have a psychobilly sound, so that we can. Steal their audience and their fans.
Well, yeah.
And then the Dreadnoughts come along and fiddle-dee-dee, they have a fiddle.
And do they have a fiddle? Their fiddle player is a very attractive young man.
No, Sarah's in love with the fiddle player.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I've seen you do duets with them and stuff. Well, not duets per se.
We love doing that. We love, like, if there's something in another band that we don't have, like, I thought it would be cool to have him come up and play Buried Alive with the fiddle. So it was like, and then he's classically trained, so he's, like, really good. You don't have to tell him how to play anything. He just does it.
It's getting busy in here, so I'll ask you guys one last question.
Yes.
Blue. If you guys could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be? And what would you eat? More importantly, what would you eat?
I would have dinner with Jack Black, because I want to be best friends with him. And I would have grilled cheese sandwiches with fries. Curly fries.
Curly fries.
I would have dinner with Wolfgang Puck, only if he made the dinner, because how delicious would that be? Five-star
That's
chef.
A question with a question.
Sorry, because that would be delicious.
Hey, Michael
Indeed.
Jackson, come back here.
We
our
just
bass
have,
player, our bass player just moonwalked
You know
away.
What? Sean, our bass player, would have dinner with our drummer, Matt. And it would be... And Matt would have dinner with our bass player, Sean. Because they're in love.
And they would feed each other. Like,
they would
the
feed
airplane.
They would have spaghetti.
Like Lady and the Tramp.
They would have spaghetti, and it would be like Lady and the Tramp, where they do the, like, kiss. And then everyone would live happily ever after.
But it wouldn't be a by accident. It'd be on purpose.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Every
they
strand,
know what's going on in their relationship.
Every strand.
We all know. Definitely.
Sadly, we're reaching the end of our show. But before I go, here's one last song for you. This is Run For Your Life by The Creepshow.
run for your life. Run for your life. Run for your life.